Human Services Committee just to establish quorum before that's here. We please call the roll or call for attendance.
Wiener.
Present.
Wiener here. Berryhill. Glazer. Leyva. Leyva here. McGuire. Wen. Wen here. Portantino. Portantino here.
The only reason I came is because your note was so nice. Your presence is respectfully requested. I'm like, oh, well, I got it.
I try to, you know. You got to mind, your P's and your Q's, you know. I'm going to call item one, AB 1437, and Assemblymember Patterson, welcome, and you're welcome to present.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Apologize for being 10 minutes late.
Don't worry about it.
Sorry about that. Thank you for the opportunity to present AB 1437, and also appreciate very much your help in all of this and your leadership in it. It means a great deal. This bill was previously heard and passed by this committee last year, but the bill has now been applied to additional care facilities as well at the request of the department, which was a really improvement in the bill, and I appreciated that as well. Six-bed facilities provide a comforting and safe alternative for Californians where they can age in a home-like community setting with friends and among neighbors, and AB 1437 will make it easier for these homes to operate and to reach and touch the individuals and families. Sharon and I had a wonderful personal experience with six beds with Sharon's mother. She was loved and cared for and lived out period of her life until she was taken in a set of circumstances that was very, very, very sweet, kind, and loving. And this bill ensures that when an operator of a residential care facility can transfer an employee who has successfully cleared a background check from one home to another, operated by the same licensee, this obviously allows the facility to be appropriately staffed when an employee is sick, taken a leave, or has a family emergency. The department's request, the bill has also been applied to additional care facilities like residential care facilities for the chronically ill and certain daycare facilities. AB 1437 allows a care facility licensee to maintain a current list of employees with cleared background checks that work at one or any of their facilities and no longer forces them to assign their employees to one and only one facility at a time. These lists will be updated at least one time per year and more often if prompted by the Department of Social Services. I have here Roxanne Gould representing six beds. Gina, help me out,
Wasdyke.
Hi, Gina. Wasdyke, the six beds chairperson and founder, to testify in support of the bill.
Thank you very much. And I will just know we do have support on both sides. So
in the interest of brevity,
yes.
I'm going to defer to Gina Wasdyke. As the Assemblyman mentioned, Six Beds is an organization that represents small facilities, family, home-like settings. They have about 2,300 to 2,500 elderly and developmentally disabled that are served by the association, and they're enjoying their fourth year anniversary, and we think this is a common sense bill. So thank you.
Thank you. Senator Scott Wiener and members of the committee, good morning. I'm Gina Wasdyke, and I'm the founder and director of Six Beds, and we are an association of licensed homes in the state of California, and we operate in the residential neighborhood, and we are six or less. Six Beds is sponsoring AB 1437 in an effort to streamline the process of associating workers who have passed criminal background checks to reduce administrative work for both our members, the Community Care Licensing Division of the Department of Social Services, all while protecting the health and safety of our residents, the frail elderly. Essentially, AB 1437 allows a cleared worker to be associated with all the facilities operated by the same licensee. We urge your aye vote on AB 1437. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any additional support? Seeing none, is there any opposition? Okay, we will bring this back to the committee, and some member, would you like to, or actually bring them back first for any discussion or questions? I will note that, first of all, I want to thank you for authoring this bill. I'm happy to be a co-author.
Absolutely, thank you for that.
Of course, this is just common sense, that the idea that you can't transfer one of your employees even down the street without doing a new criminal background check. It's just, it's illogical, and this is a good step forward. And so I am very supportive, obviously. Any other comments, questions? Okay, that'll be a motion to send this to the Senate floor. Assemblymember, would you like to close?
Thank you. No, I just appreciate very much the help and the understanding that what we are doing here is going to make it much, much easier, much better for these six beds to help the very people that they help, and to see that they would have the opportunity to have the kind of care and love that Sharon's mom had it's something that she and I really, it touches us, and appreciate very much the support that you have given and others to a common sense approach to help making lives of these individuals much better in these six bed facilities. Thank you for the support.
Okay, thank you very much. With that, we'll call the roll.
AB 1437, Patterson, the motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. Berryhill? Glazer? Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire? Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye.
Okay, that bill is out, and we will keep the roll open for Senators Glazer and McGuire. Thank you
very much. And again, my apology for being 10 minutes late. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, we're keeping the roll open anyway, so it was no harm, no foul.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we will open the roll on Assembly Bill 1437. Please call the roll.
Berryhill, or Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye.
Okay, so that bill has 6 votes, and it is out to the Senate floor. Thank you very much, and we are adjourned.